anyways, I bring Big Fatty up because recently, a week or so back, Big Fatty did this Lurker Come Out week. And it's awfully good idea because there's a lot of lurkers. Do you know what I mean by lurkers? Well, there's people that listen to podcasts and never make themselves known. And they're lurkers, as dubbed by Big Fatty. Now, lurkers sounds sinister, but it's really a term of endearment. So fresh and cool and sugar-free, come up to
Bellamy. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, Big Fatty sounds sinister.
Episode 4794 of June 2026, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. I'll tell you all about my day, and there's a special guest in the studio, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Well, good morning, Big Fatty. Hashtag Fatty, hashtag big, hashtag good morning. Good morning, Big Fatty. Hashtag good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a convalescing good morning to you, Big Fatty. Who the hell was that last one? I'll tell you in a minute. Y'all, you're convalescers today because y'all, here in the villa, we have Brandon and Alex. Brandon is convalescing after his, what do they call it, a procedure? And Alex is here. And y'all, wishing us a good morning, everybody. Well, y'all, a couple of former lurkers. That was Erica and Brendan in the UCK. And y'all, the last one was Ainsley.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Today, the 24th of June, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, never met either one of these, but y'all, it's evidently on the 24th
pray, September.
Y'all, if your name is Eric, that's when you were conceived, because y'all, today we have not one but two Erics celebrating exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, he is out there in the Mile High City. Oh yes, Big Fatty, he's probably gonna have a special brownie, maybe so. It's none other than the one and only Eric in Denver. Big Fatty, we love Eric in Denver. We do indeed, and y'all. Then our second Eric, he's up there I'm not quite sure if he's still there or not, but y'all, he was up there in the New York City. New York City, yes, I think he makes salsa. He is the responsible party in getting me to listen to the old gal. You know, the sea hag, the old gal? Yes, Big Fatty, I think she has her own jingle.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, he is responsible for introducing the old gal to to the old gals of the show. Big Fatty, whatever happened to the old gal? Well, she was put out to pasture. But y'all, I'm talking about... Oh, y'all, he used to do his own little show, too. It's called Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Eric the Southern Boy. Big Fatty, we love Eric. here at the Southern Boy. We do indeed. So, y'all, I don't know if they're on the social medias or just out walking the streets. Yes, Big Fatty, probably street walkers. If you see Eric in Denver or Eric the Southern Boy, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, does his tinkling. Big Fatty, is he tinkling right? No, he's just sitting here beside me. Say hello, Alex.
Hello, Alex.
Okay, well, y'all, he needs to get a little bit closer because Big Fatty's voice is a lot louder than his. You know, he's very demure. And so Alex and Brandon are in town. They stayed here at the villa on what was that? That was Monday night, and they're staying Tuesday night as well. And I guess last time I spoke to you was yesterday when I recorded the Tuesday little show. Yeah, that was before. The proprietors of Carolina Cheese and Provisions arrived here at the villa. Yo, by the way, Carolina Cheese and Provisions, your one-stop shop for your holiday gift giving. So anyway, y'all, Alex has never seen Big Fatty record the little show. Alex, what do you think so far?
Well, I had to come to meet Poodle.
Yes.
And
it's
lovely.
It's all my pleasure.
And I know that this is the only way that I can get Gail and King to talk about me, because apparently they ignore musicians and act like the Big Fatty Online does not have a pianist. But I'm here, Gail and King, so I expect to hear about me later in the week.
Big Fatty, I can't wait to hear what they say about him on Sunday's little show. It's true. They'll probably fuck it up somehow. So as they generally do.
Big Fatty, you know they're going to talk about you too. It's true.
I love it when they talk about me. But Alex, you're watching the sausage being made. Give everybody an idea of what you're seeing.
Y'all don't have any idea how much work goes into this, how much behind-the-scenes stuff that he does to put out this 20-minute show. Let me just say, it does not take 20 minutes to record.
No, Big Fatty, it only takes about 10, and then you fuck it up and have to go back and redo it another 10 minutes, so it makes it 20. It's true.
Alex and Brandon, had his procedure. His procedure on Tuesday morning. Y'all, it was not the hernia. The hernia is still yet to come. That makes him want to laugh, and that hurts the hernia because it hadn't been fixed yet. Alex, you both always love to come to Charleston. Go ahead.
I do. I love Charleston, and I love being here with Big Fatty. This is such a treat, and we are so lucky that even though we have to go to El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for
El Hospitalo,
that at least I get to spend some time with Big Fatty.
Oh, poor Hardy. Y'all, we went to supper. We went to supper on Monday night. Y'all, we went over to the Page's Oakry Grill, and even though Alex is a vegetarian. He will eat seafood that can't run away. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Okay, so y'all, he had the fried oysters. Y'all, first of all, we started off with a big old basket full of fried okra. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And then Alex had the fried oysters. Y'all, he had a flight of sauces to dip his oysters in. Did you have a favorite?
I did. So she asked me, do you want cocktail sauce, tartar sauce, or remoulade? And I said, yes.
And y'all, it threw her. It absolutely threw her. And y'all, she brought the flight of sauces for him. And your favorite?
I like the tartar sauce.
Oh, y'all, yeah, it's made with the mayonnaise. And, you know, ugh. But Big Fatty had the fried scrimps. What were your sides? I don't remember.
I had sliced tomatoes and mac and cheese.
Oh, mac and cheese is fine. Sliced tomatoes and tartar sauce made of the mayonnaise. Y'all, it was everything to keep me from gagging right there at the table. But anyway, what did I have? I had red rice and I had green beans and hush puppies. You had hush puppies too. Then Brandon had the country fried steak, not spelled
C-U-N-T.
Correct. Thank you. And I should have let you just do that.
It's like I listen.
It's like you listen. Big Freddy, he's pulling the wool over your eyes today. Anyway, and he had with that, he had sliced tomatoes, which Alex ended up eating. And what was that? Mashed potatoes. And he had a biscuit. And y'all, they brought honey butter. Something else to add to the flight of sauces. And y'all, honey butter was pretty good on the hush puppies, too. And if you've ever been to the Page's Okra Grill, you know that the portions are enormous. Yes, Big Fatty, the enormous boys know that. They do. And every one of us cleared our plates. Even with the appetizer of the basket of okra. And y'all, then Brandon goes, oh, can we see the dessert menu? And we're both sitting there going, and so y'all, he orders a slice of the coconut cake, three forks. And would you like extra whipped cream with that? Oh, yes, absolutely. And y'all, may I just say, for three stuffed pigs, we wolfed that coconut cake down like there was no tomorrow. And y'all, thank goodness there was extra whipped cream, because we all but licked the plate of the extra whipped cream. And y'all, the one thing, tell everybody what y'all had to drink last night. Y'all have never had this, but I tasted it. It's delicious.
This is Brandon's new signature drink. He orders half lemonade, half club soda, and it is just lovely.
Y'all, it takes the sweetness, whether it be artificial or sugar, and it lemonade can be just too sweet sometimes, and the club soda adds the sparkle to it, and y'all, it's a wonderful beverage. And
Big Fatty, I bet Mr. Cackle, or no, I bet Mr. K will want to try that. You know, Mr. Cackle, he'll be under the table in a stupor. It's true. And
y'all, then we came back to the villa and we sat around. Y'all, they've been spanned. The Atlanta Braves are out in visiting Dr. Stone out there in the San Diego. Y'all, they got the ass beat last night, 1-0. Y'all, it's terrible. Terrible when you can't even score one run. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, Alex is sitting away from me because, y'all, I smell like a dumpster because I've been out walking and I hadn't had my share yet, but I was going to do that after we recorded the little show. So anyway, that's that. He has to lean in to speak. But came back. Y'all, we did not watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Llamas.
thought you said you didn't watch it.
Oh, I guess not. Well, let's do this. Y'all, we did not watch the NBC Nightly News with Tom Yamas. And we, Big Fatty, those crickets don't want to give up. No, they didn't, did they? We sat around and we chitter-chatted, and about 9:30 p.m. in the evening, I told Alex and Brandon, I said, okay, I give y'all permission to go to bed.
Big Fatty, normally you say, will you go the hell, what am I trying to say? Will y'all go to bed so I can... No, it's the other way around. I'm saying, I'm going to bed so y'all can go to bed. Big Fatty, you are going downtown. It's true. Been there, done that. Yes, Big Fatty, got the T-shirt. It says senior size. Yes, and y'all, I think we all slept like...
a baby.
We slept like a baby. And got up on Tuesday morning. Alex and Brandon were off to the music hospital, and Big Fatty did some nipple walking. Talked to my brother on the
singular yellow mining device
while I was doing my indoor nipple walking, and y'all. Then I headed up to senior size class, and y'all, they were back here at the villa. They had to be at the El Hospitalo, which we all know is Mexican for
El Hospitalo.
And they were back, y'all. They were back here about 11:15 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, we had the prices right on, and y'all, it's just been a relaxing afternoon. And tonight, where are we going for supper on Tuesday night?
Do you have a bumper for her name was Lola?
Oh, wait, here. Hold on. We do.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Oh, but Big Fatty, what a wonderful coincidence that Digger was here in the studio with Alex for that totally original, never heard before bumper there. And where are we going again?
We're going to Lola.
And what kind of food is Lola?
I have never been, but I guess they have Cajun food.
Oh, so we're going to have a little Zydeco dance or something like that later on tonight. Yes, Big Fatty, after you eating all that and when you run into the toilet, you'll be doing a Zydeco dance for sure. And y'all, then tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, they're going to go see the doctor and head on back to Carolina Cheese and Provisions. And y'all, I think... that pretty much be... Oh, dear, Gussie. Big Fatty, you ran your mouth too much. Well, it was that bumper that put me over. Oh, well, that'll make up for all those days you needed to tighten it up. It's true. Y'all, hope you have a lovely hump day. Alex, any final words you want to say? You want to promote the puzzle?
Ooh, yes. Go to thepuzzlemusical.com.
Yes, and you didn't write it, but you co-ideated it.
Yeah, I wrote the music and lyrics. You don't need a www for the website.
What was it again?
ThePuzzleMusical.com.
Oh, well, there you go. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all remember it's Lurker Week, and that was old Stinkpot. Stinkpot, what do you want to remind people of?
Now, Big Fatty sounds sinister.
Oh, Big Fatty, sinister indeed. You're as bad as Snidely Whiplash, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.